In the wake of the September 11th attacks, Saudi Arabia has been singled out in the Western media as a primary source of terrorism. The powerful Saudi religious establishment has been accused of creating an environment that breeds terrorists. Many of the kingdom's banks and charities have been accused of funding terror networks, and the government has been charged with not doing enough to stop terrorism. Saudis counter that the media attacks are part of a pro-Israel smear campaign. They say support for radical anti-American groups exists, but only among a small minority. From the Saudi capital, Riyadh, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
Many Saudis wonder how they went from being America's number one Arab ally to the world's number one source of terrorism, seemingly overnight. Most recently, the Saudi government was accused by an independent American foreign policy group of turning a blind eye to the funding of Al-Qaeda. Foreign Minister Saud al-Faisal says that's simply not true. Saudi Arabia, he says, has been very diligently following the money trail.
Over the past few months, we have stopped close to $70 million reaching Al-Qaeda, which is compared to what the United States has done, compares favorably.
Saudi authorities say they have frozen suspect bank accounts and are setting up an agency to monitor the work and cash flow of Islamic charities. A much greater fear, they say, are attempts by Al-Qaeda to destabilize the Saudi monarchy. Member of the ruling family, Prince Michel bin Saud.
Americans should be aware that we are targeted by terror as much as they are, and we are in the same war together.
The State Department has said it is pleased with Saudi Arabia's cooperation in the fight against terror, but one Western diplomat here said that some in Washington are frustrated because they would like to see Riyadh move more quickly against suspected funders and backers of terror. Businessman Hussein Shabokshi counters that Saudi Arabia is cracking down, but cautiously, so as not to alienate the public by making false accusations.
They have just not accused people across the board without realizing factually what money went and where did it go and how was it spent, because they realized that, you know, blanket accusations just basically dismantle and destroys the credibility of that process.
As well as people's reputations, he adds. Jamal Khalifa says he's one of those whose reputation has been tarnished. Khalifa is Osama bin Laden's brother-in-law. In 1994, while on a business trip to San Francisco, Khalifa was arrested in connection with a bomb plot in Jordan. After spending 4.5 months in a U.S. prison, he was released and sent to Jordan for trial, where he was found innocent. Shortly after September 11th, says Khalifa, he was arrested by the Saudis and questioned.
Then after 2.5 months or more, they tell me, okay, you are innocent again.
Khalifa says every time he goes to prison, yet another one of his businesses is ruined, and now he says he's struggling to find work.
That's my CV, okay? I start to apply for a job. Nobody accepted me because everybody said, sorry, we don't want our company to be closed, or we don't want our money to be freezed.
Khalifa says he fully supports the fight against terrorism, but is alarmed by what he sees as dangerous and irresponsible accusations being leveled by the West at Saudi individuals and institutions.
It's a fuel to the fire. It's a fuel to the fire. You want to create another extremist?
Saudi analysts say there was much public sympathy and support for the United States following the September 11th attacks. But these days, they say, that sympathy has been replaced by anger and resentment and a feeling that an entire nation has been made a scapegoat. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Riyadh.